Nearly 7,000 people in Washington State are registered as domestic partners. This is a legal arrangement that gives people certain benefits like hospital visitations or the right to inherit property.
But starting June 30th, most of these domestic partnerships will be automatically converted into marriages unless the domestic partners don't want to be legally married and take action.
To learn more about how this is going to work, I spoke with Denise Diskin. She's an attorney at Teller & Associates in Seattle. When we spoke this morning, she told me why it's important that there be one legal status for couples in Washington.
The push for one status is really an equality issue, much like marriage equality overall, that, you know, when there's many different types of legal statuses, it can become pretty complicated to when couples need to unwind their relationship or when they need to understand what their rights and benefits are. It's really difficult and can be very costly. But I should qualify that and say that for couples where one partner is over the age of 62, they actually still can have domestic partnerships because of certain access to Social Security and pension issues. And so that was preserved in this legislation. So the Secretary of State's office, when people registered their domestic partnership, they signed an affidavit saying that, you know, whether one of them was over the age of 62. And if that was the case, then the Secretary of State's office will not automatically convert them. If people are concerned, they should absolutely contact the Secretary of State. But those domestic partnerships for folks over the age of 62 are not going to be automatically converted. So those people will not be married. If they want to get married, they can totally get married.
That was my next question. There's nothing preventing them from getting married, but they don't have to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and we've, you know, we've heard from people on both sides of that. People who are very concerned that they will be married against their will by the state and don't want to lose their benefits. And then also people who want to become married. They're upset that they're not included in the automatic conversion. And for those folks, they can absolutely get married. And I should also add that since 2007, when these domestic partnerships started to be registered by the state, both opposite sex and same sex couples over the age of 62, where one person is over the age of 62, have had access to registered domestic partnerships, and they will continue to have that access after June 30th.
I'm speaking with attorney Denise Diskin, and we're talking about domestic partnerships in Washington State. Beginning on June 30th, most of them will automatically be converted into marriages. You know, I remember when domestic partnerships came into being, and it was called the Everything But Marriage Act.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between being married and being in this domestic partnership?
Well, there's a lot of differences. The biggest one is that domestic partnership is a state-recognized relationship. And so since the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that portions of DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, were unconstitutional, now there are federal rights and benefits attached to marriage. Those were always attached to marriage for opposite-sex couples, but now even in same-sex relationships, same-sex marriages, those are federally recognized rights and benefits. And so what this does is it changes our state-based everything but marriage under state law relationships into state marriage and federal marriage.
Now, you mentioned that not everyone who's in a domestic partnership will automatically be converted to a marriage relationship. You mentioned that people 62 and older will be exempt for that. Anybody else who's exempt?
Sure. Maybe a different way of looking at it is who is covered.
Okay.
So this automatic conversion applies to domestic partnerships registered with the state of Washington. So if you registered your domestic partnership with a county or with a city, or sometimes employers offer domestic partnership benefits and they call it domestic partnership, those are not automatically converted to marriage. It has to be domestic partnerships recognized by the Secretary of State of Washington.
Interesting. So if your employer, if you're regarded as a domestic partner by your employer, you can retain that status.
I don't know that there would be a legal significance to retaining that status because those policies often were enacted by employers to cover the gap that that marriage inequality created. But with marriage equality, they may not need to do that anymore. So it may be sort of a moot distinction if you then get married. But point is, if you're employed by somebody and you say, well, my employer says I'm a domestic partner, that doesn't mean the state says
sure.
That. So you're not going to become married if you're in that situation, only if you did a state-registered domestic partnership. And if you got married or divorced out of state, the Secretary of State's office has no way of knowing that that happened because wherever you did that isn't going to necessarily call Washington and let them know. So in that case, before June 30th, people should send proof of that marriage or divorce to the Secretary of State's office.
I'm speaking with attorney Denise Diskin, and we're talking about domestic partnerships in Washington State. Beginning on June 30th, most of them will automatically be converted into marriages. Well, Denise, what about someone who's in a domestic partnership that doesn't want to be married? They're fine with everything but marriage. They just don't want that official status placed on their relationship by the state. Is there anything they can do about it?
If they don't want the legal rights and benefits, they should get divorced. And that that is a court process that they can start.
You can get a divorce from a domestic partnership?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. That was one of the things about the Everything But Marriage, so-called Everything But Marriage Act, was that divorces happen almost identically to marriages.
You know, there's been a fair amount of publicity about the fact that 7,000 people in domestic partnerships will automatically become married if they don't act. Do you think many people are unaware that this is going to happen to them on June 30th?
I hope not too many people are unaware. The Secretary of State's office did send out two notices, one in January of 2013 and one March 15th, 2014, to let people know that this happened. But I do know that sometimes people move and didn't think to update their address with the Secretary of State, and so they may not know about it. It's hard to know how many people this automatic conversion will actually affect because of not knowing when people have gotten married in other states or divorced. And there's just a lot of sort of people's relationships have evolved and there's a lot of catch up to do. But we anticipate that there's probably a few thousand people who are on that list that this will affect.
Denise Diskin is an attorney with Teller and Associates in Seattle. Beginning June 30th, most domestic partnerships in Washington state will automatically convert to marriages. If you've got more questions about this issue, there's going to be an informational event happening at Seattle City Hall. That's this evening at 5:30. You'll get to ask your questions. With Marcy Silman, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record on KUOW.